I thought the other team needed to play better and compete against us harder. And I'm not confident that these games are helping us prepare for what's to come in playoffs. But it's good in terms of giving us that confidence, but we do need to be better defensively, and these games are not challenging us to do that, unfortunately.
We whipped up some stats during the broadcast. In six games in January, you guys scored 16 goals. In three games February alone, you guys already have 22. Is everything just in sync offensively right now?
I think we found some lines and some players that click and play well together. We did shift some things around this half, so I think that's helped. And that chemistry has obviously been showing. We've worked on offense a lot. We've been working a lot on things that you do around the net and shooting with purpose and going to the net and all those things. So I think that's just paying off as well.
Caitlin Whaley had a will of a game, no pun intended, but she was flying out there. What can you say about number two?
Whaley's a pretty solid force. Obviously, being a fifth-year player, she's winding down to the end of her post-secondary career. We're going to be sad to see her go, so it's great to see her kind of finishing her season in a strong position and playing as strong as she is. She's a player that's come a long way. It's almost night and day from when she started, so it's fun to see her playing the way she is.
And last question, obviously with the results of the last three games, what do you do as a head coach to make sure the girls don't get complacent going into the playoff stretch?
I think it's just a matter of continuing to keep them accountable for the little things that we're looking for. We do have game objectives set every game that aren't based on the score, so it's holding them accountable to those things. But really, it comes down to practice, and in practice we just got to continue to make sure we're working on the things that the games aren't allowing us to.
That's Deanna Martin.